Skagway's municipally run medical clinic has been struggling with high staff and management turnover in recent months. Now, Skagway's Borough Assembly has approved some big changes to the clinic's board of directors. Skagway's Dahl Memorial Clinic has become the source of much discussion at the Borough Assembly table over the last year. During its last session, Assembly members voted to make changes to the clinic's governing body. Two clinic board members, with 3 decades of service between them, were removed by the Assembly. In their places, the Assembly assigned 2 of their own. Former president of the board, Corey Thole, and board member Linda Culver were removed on March 17th. Assembly members Deb Potter and Dustin Stone were assigned to the newly vacant seats. Potter said at the March 17th Borough Assembly meeting that the changes would bring fresh eyes to the board.
The only motive is to be able to continue to keep those doors open and provide reliable medical care.
Additionally, Assembly member Sam Bass will serve as the Assembly's liaison to the clinic board. He says Skagway's clinic is facing understandable challenges, and he hopes these changes will help address them.
Right now, it's hard to get any medical people anywhere. Even down south, they're having a hard time getting medical staff. But regardless of those hurdles exist, we still have to overcome those hurdles. The board, the Assembly, the town has to overcome those hurdles because we have to provide medical to our citizens and our visitors. It's a requirement.
Assembly member Dustin Stone says he believes the clinic is failing the community. He said the majority of community-based complaints he gets as an Assembly member are about the clinic, and he says the board and Assembly are responsible. He argued in favor of the changes, citing a lack of communication between the board and the Assembly.
When I was the liaison for the clinic board, I was asked to leave during executive sessions. I was told that I was not supposed to be a part of them. And that's kind of problematic if I'm the liaison between those two boards and we're supposed to be working together.
The clinic board is made up of 9 members and 2 alternates that have yet to be appointed. The board is the body that makes the decisions about how the community-run clinic operates. They are in charge of hiring staff, drafting budgets, and grant acquisitions. According to municipal bylaws, the Assembly can remove a board member at any time with a majority vote and must approve all improvements to the building of over $50,000 or any sale of the clinic itself. Last summer, Skagway's borough manager invited the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, known as SEARCH, to make a bid to take over operations at the clinic. Assemblymember Reba Hilton has been an outspoken advocate of the move and was serving as the Assembly liaison before the changes were made.
I am outspoken about SEARCH, and I want to continue to be outspoken about SEARCH because I believe in what they do, and I believe it's the best thing for our community, and I don't want anyone to even think or for there to be an appearance that I have an ulterior agenda by being a part of the clinic. So I'm going to step away from that. I do wish you all the success.
The initiative to sell the clinic operations, building, and property to SEARCH will be decided by Skagway voters later this year. The clinic has been hit hard with staffing shortages over the last 2 years. Currently, their interim executive director is working remotely and not managing day-to-day operations. The clinic is currently advertising 7 vacant positions, including an executive director. Typically, it employs less than 20 people. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.